The word says in Psalms 88:2, "Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry." Welcome to Focus Prayer with G. Craig Lewis.
Lord, you are the only true and living God. Your power, Father God, is awesome. Your power is incredible. You are the true and living God. You're the only God that created other gods, other beings, other hosts, other creatures. You are the creator God. And so, God, we reverence you right now. We reverence who you are right now. Though there were Benihai Elohim, and there are sons of God, and there are false gods and idol gods and all those things, we know that you're the only true and living God with power, all power in your hand. So, Father God, we come before you knowing that, calling you that there is no other God before you. We need to tell you that every day. God, there is no other God before you. Deuteronomy 32:39 says, "See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." So God, we reverence you right now. We don't just come before you with our request, but we first come before you knowing who you are and speaking who you are. You are the great I am. The record of you in the Bible is impeccable. It's incredible. The feats, the things that you've done down through the history of our world, not even knowing all that's inside of you, but we'll get to experience so much of it when we're with you for eternity. But Father God, we look forward to that. You being the God of everything, and you are creator of everything and everyone. And we come and reverence you right now. Father God, we reverence your name. You are holy, and holy are you. There is none holier than you. You are what holiness is. And so we reverence you. Nehemiah 9:6 says, "Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven and the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein. And thou preservest them all." That means you keep them all alive. You keep everything going with the power of your hand. "And the host of heaven worshipeth thee." Father God, this is your creation. The devil can't create anything. We're all your creation. And so, Father God, we worship you. And God, you promised to forgive us our sins if we repent and believe on you. So right now, we ask that you forgive us for our sins, Father God. Every thought that wasn't in line with you, every action that wasn't in line with you, Father God, anything we've done knowingly, unknowingly, selfishly, Father God, whatever we've done against your will that is a sin against you or anyone else, God, we repent right now and ask for your forgiveness, Father God, that you would restore us back to the place where we belong. You said that we had an advocate with the Father who is faithful and just to forgive us all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So God, we come before you right now asking that you cleanse us, make us clean. 1 John 2:1, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." And our prayers, God, are important to you because it brings your will into the earth through us. So we don't ever want this to just become a formality. We don't ever want this to just become something we do religiously because we are a church, a fellowship, because we are people of God. We want this to be something that we believe in, knowing that it brings your will into the earth when we come together, join together. There's even power in the gathering. Father God, there's power in us coming together. There's power in us forsaking other things, things that may even seem important. But Father God, when we make up our minds to be together, Father God, come together and pray to bring your will into the earth, we know that it will cause your will to come and be done. John 15 and 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So, Father God, what we ask today, even concerning our own submission, our own posture, our own hearts, our own minds, Father, we believe that you're going to do it for us today. In Jesus' name. We're going to pray this, James 4 and 7, and it starts off by saying, submit yourselves therefore to God. So, Lord, help us to submit to you. Father God, help us to submit our will. Help us to submit our minds, our hearts. Help us to submit, not just say it, not just quote it, but Father God, help us to posture ourselves in submission so that we're able to receive what you say, so that we're able to apply what you say, so we're able to live by what you say. Help us to submit in every way that we are submitted to everything else. Father God, we submit to everything else, to our relationships, to our passions, our pursuits, to our workplaces, our desires. Father God, we submit to all those things. Let us be submitted to you even the more. All of those things are temporal, but Father God, help us to submit to you, your will, and your plan for us. The way we chase money and dreams and passions and checks and all of those things in our workplaces, the way we chase vacations and desires and savings and just all the things we have on the earth, the way we chase those things, Father God, help us to submit to you even the more. Make you more important than anything else. Help us, Father God, to submit to you. And Lord, help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God spoke this to me. Help us to be more concerned with how you feel than how others feel about us. Help us to be more concerned. Father God, the way we look a certain way because we don't want people to think this, and we do certain things because we don't want people thinking that, and we tell our kids don't do this because people will think that, and we're always concerned about what people think, but we need to be concerned about what you think, God, how you feel about us, how you see us. You see us not dressed up. You see us not acting a certain way for the crowd, for the audience, for online or whatever it is. You see the real us. We need to be concerned about how you feel about us. So take away our concern for people pleasing and trying to look better in the eyes of others when we should be trying our best to be pleasing you, Lord. Help us with this, God. Help us to be concerned about how you see us. That's all that matters. How you see us, God. And James 4 and 7 also says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Father God, that resistance is a power that rests and resides in your Holy Ghost. So give us power of resistance by the power of your Holy Ghost. We are not strong enough without you, Lord. In our weakness, you are strong. Father God, we are not strong enough to keep resisting. We need your power of resistance. So give us the power of your Holy Ghost to resist the devil. Father God, in the areas that we struggle and the things that we desire that are not of you, God, give us power of resistance. Help us, Father God, with a strong no and a strong stand. And Father God, we make a deliverance stand that we're not going back. We're not doing it again. Father God, strengthen our stand with the power of your Holy Ghost. And help us to have the strength and power to resist the enemy and not give in to his devices. And Lord, give us the supernatural ability to not only resist the enemy, but to also maintain victory in areas where we have experienced defeat. Give us supernatural power. Endow us with the power of your Holy Ghost, God, so that we will have supernatural ability to stand for you and resist the enemy, Father God. And not only resist him, but maintain victory in those areas where we've experienced defeat. We can look at many areas that we don't even struggle with anymore, things that we have overcome. God, we need to apply that to everything. Whatever you did in that situation, do it in the ones where we struggle. Father God, we want to be free, walking in deliverance and walking pleasing unto you. We want to walk in total deliverance in those areas going forward. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of people ask about deliverance ministry and all of those things. Well, this is deliverance ministry right here. You get the supernatural ability of God through the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, it may require some fasting. Yeah, it may require time seeking. It may require turning music off and movies off and taking some time to yourself to just dig in the word. But your deliverance is right there. It's right there. Deliverance is there for you if you seek it in those areas, in Jesus' name. James 4 and 8 says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Lord, we want to be closer to you, Father God, so that things that people do, things that people say, things that are going on around us won't have power or a grip over us. If we're close to you, Father God, we can just point to you. If we're close to you, we can just catch your hand. If we're close to you, Father God, the things that others do won't matter as much. So God, we want to be closer to you. So remove anyone and anything that is between us and you. Anyone and anything. God, we pray this prayer, no matter who it is, no matter who it is, no matter what it is, we pray this prayer and ask that you remove it in your own way. If it's between us, God, remove it. And we pray for strength to even allow this process. We won't grab at it and try to hold on to it or try to hold on to them or pull them back in. Father God, we release it right now and we ask that you just remove it. Anyone and anything that is between us, as hurtful as it may appear to be, we trust that you know what's best for us. So we draw nigh to you by giving you permission to edit our lives to your liking in Jesus' name. Then he says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. So, Father God, we need to clean our own hands that we continue to get dirty before you. That's letting go of certain things. Clean our hands, letting go of things that pull us in dangerous situations, that pull us in the wrong situations. Father God, that pull us in places where we don't need to be. Father God, help us. We clean our hands right now and let go the hands that we continue to get dirty before you. We do not want to live in sin or practice anything that is unpleasing to you. God, we don't want you disliking our behavior. We want freedom, God, from all unrighteousness. So we cleanse our hands with our confession and we allow the precious blood of Jesus to wash us completely and wholly, God. Help us to clean our own hands, letting go whatever it is. And no matter how long it's been there, no matter how long it's been in our lives, no matter how it got there, Father God, we let it go right now. We let it go so we can have clean hands and be pleasing to you. Then you said, purify your hearts, ye double-minded. God, we don't want to be double-minded. We don't want to just come to church, God, and just praise you and smile and dance and sing and then treat people bad and have a bad attitude and use bad language when we're not here. And every time we get upset, we going after somebody. God, we don't want to be double-minded believers. We want to be adamant believers, God. We want to walk what we believe. We want to walk it out. We want to talk it out. We want to behave like what we believe. So God, give us a pure heart, Lord. Purify our hearts. Purify us. We rebuke all evil thoughts against others, evil desires in our hearts, evil intentions toward others, and evil feelings against our brothers and our sisters, God. We rebuke all of those feelings. We want to be a family, a fellowship of true believers that are not double-minded, double-tongued, double-hearted. God, we don't want a church version of ourselves. But we want to be what we say we are. So purify our hearts and remove everything that makes us double-minded. We do not want to claim to be in you without purity being in us. If we are yours, we must behave as such. So purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Purge us with hyssop. Wash us clean. And finally, James 4:9 says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Sometimes we having too good of a time while we are double-minded and not treating people right. And that is not right. So Lord, we repent for the pleasures of sin we have enjoyed and the way we have carelessly lived, being inconsiderate toward one another, unloving, vengeful, malicious, envious, while rejoicing and being glad before you. How dare we, Lord? How dare we come before your presence laughing and speaking in tongues and acting spiritual, but in front of our brothers and sisters, we're hateful and vengeful and envious. So, Father God, we repent for that. We repent for being inconsistent. And we should be sad and mourn instead of being happy when our behavior has not been becoming of a believer. Help us to feel that, God. That sorrow. Lord, forgive us. Some of y'all are too prideful to repent. But Lord, forgive us all. Forgive me. Taking for granted the blood of Jesus that washes us from our sins. Taking it for granted and just treating people any kind of way. This has to stop. Lord, forgive us. Turn our selfish joys into heaviness so that we can love the right way. If we cannot love one another, then we cannot or we have not submitted to you. If we cannot love one another, we have not submitted to you. Submission to you will cause us to love one another. Hallelujah. Being fully submitted to God will cause us to treat each other the right way, will cause us to care what others feel, cause us to care how they think, and even edit and change the way we even approach people. if we are submitted to God. We can never be close to you, Lord, and not loving toward the brethren. So God, forgive us and help us in these areas. We want to be a church. We want to be a fellowship. We want to be a family of believers that love one another. We want to get along, God. We want to care enough for one another, God, that we will give someone clothes off our own bodies if they need them. We want to be the Acts 2 church, Father God. We want to function in love and humility, Father God, and not talking about one another and tearing each other down. God, we want to love. So, Father God, do what you have to do to get us there. But we want to be there, totally submitted to you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Your will be done, oh God. Your will be done in us, oh God. We yield to you, Lord. Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield to you. For your will to be done. Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield to you. Let your will be done in us, oh God. Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield to you.
Come on, can we lift that up, church? Let's say it.
Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield to you.
We want your will to be done, oh God. So sing it out, church. Say, Lord, I.
Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield to you. Be exalted in our midst, oh God.
It starts right here.
Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield to you.
Come on, lift your hands and say it.
Lift your hands and say, Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield to you. No more of my way. No more of my way. But Lord, say, Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield to you. We resist the devil and we know he will flee, oh God. So Lord, we yield. Say, Lord, I yield
to you, oh Lord.
Lord, I yield to you.
Come on, right in the middle of temptation, you provide the way of escape, Lord. Come on, say it. Say, Lord, I yield. Say,
Lord, I yield.
Come on, one more time. We yield our way to you, Jesus. Come on, say,
Lord, I yield. Say, Lord, I yield to you. We submit our way to you. We submit our will to you. Your will be done.
Come on, let's lift it up again, church.
Say, Lord, I yield. Say, Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone stand to your feet. Let's just sing that a little more. Come on, PJ.
Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield to you. We submit to your will and your authority, Lord. Yes, Lord, I yield to you.
Come on, one more time, lift it up.
Say, Lord, I yield, Lord, I yield, Lord, I yield to you.
Hallelujah. 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 You know, the climate of this country since COVID and all of the strategic ceremonies and rituals that were done in the streets through BLM and Tifa and those groups, they were all purposeful to bring contention into our world, to bring wrath, vengeance, and hatefulness and offenses. All of those things came and they've escalated. And then our social media is constantly showing you the Diddy trial and just building our appetite to desire to see someone punished. So they want us to have an appetite to see somebody in trouble, somebody go down, somebody destroyed. And so we get an appetite for that, and we begin to watch it and follow it and you know, view it and want to see what happened and what they're going to do to him and all of those things. And all of those things are antichrist. That's the opposite of the disposition we are supposed to have as believers. That's the opposite. Nobody prayed for Diddy. Ain't nobody praying for anybody that's on the hot seat like that. No, we're entertained by their demise. And that's on purpose, so that we will be uncaring about the very people that's on the road with us in here. We'll be only concerned about us. And we can't be submitted to God like that. There's no way we can be submitted to God and be our own focus. It's about denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following him. So don't let the world, I don't know, you might have to take a break from social media, you might have to do something, but don't let the world manipulate you and build up your desire to be uncaring. Because as a fellowship in here, it's a mandate that we care. Amen. It's a commandment that we love. Can't just be our family grouped up in the corner all the time. We can't do that. We have to love one another and care for one another in order to exemplify who Jesus is. Amen. So we're going to be that. That's what this prayer was all about. James 4 and 10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he'll do what? Lift you up. He will lift you up, but we have to first humble ourselves and submit to him. Amen? All right.